I don't touch it.
Good evening to everybody. So tonight is the last shiur of the season. And we are going to go, and the goal of tonight is to go over the sources and to wrap it up, to show. And as you know, next, during the summer, Mr. Shem, we have a four-part series on the Neshama. To understand of how the Neran Chai, how the different parts of the Neshama, how they are a way for us to get to know ourselves, to understand how Hashem runs the world, how the structure of the universe is. So it's a way to understand ourselves, the Anhaga of the universe, and to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Gilui to us. So this will be a four-part in the summer, and the basic text that I plan to use is the Leshem. The Leshem Shvoi Vachloma, to see how he learns this. And I think it's a good way of getting a understanding of ourselves. So that's for the summer. Now, going back to our to what we learned this year. And you'll see that what I want to do is to put it all together in context to see what we learned. And we're going to learn the sources, and hopefully we're going to go back through all the classes. And this way, if people has it, they're going to see that it's only one idea that you could summarize, basically, in one paragraph. Okay? So, let's go start from here. V'zeu midas Yaakov Avinu kava emtzoi. This is the greatness of Yaakov, that he is what's called the middle, the central line, shemechaber shnei ktzavot. He unifies the two opposites, the two extremes. Le'achuiz bederach hamemutza, to hold in something called the middle path. Ki Yitzchak ochaz b'kzeh ha'achron, shotach lezatzimtzum. Avram took one extreme, which is the extreme of expansion, chesed av hamon goyim. Yitzchak was the opposite, right? He comes to create the ultimate limitation, constraining, channeling. Midas Adin, Bechenita Bazoyar. Yitzchak de uchoyshech ayin shom. Ve'al ken apsoyle shelo choshech gomum nisitra de achshech ampiberian. And therefore his children are the ones who create the ultimate darkness. Ve'zeu gam ken kayon enav she'amru de'aya ledei istaklus of Akeda. That's why he became blind at the end of his life, because of the Akeda, but didn't she yisif. Because the great light of the Akeda, that's what caused him to become blind in his old age. That's only because he became known the evil that would come of him. That's right. That's why Chazal say that he got blind either because of the Akeda or because the Avodah Zorah of the Neshei Esav. So the Tzaddik says, those are not two pshatim. That's the same idea. The idea is the Neshei Esav come because of the extreme of Esav, of Yitzchak. Yitzchak's extreme Midas Hadin allowed this to happen. Okay? And there's Vitzitkas, Shalosu Vishvechenis, Abibreshis Rabba, Olof, Vitzitkas, Adikim Yasurimenu, Zemoyshe. And the one who didn't have this was Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu is loy chosainoi. He wrote some loymar, dechsibi lo chosainoi, sha'af shehesig oiris gdvoi meoid. You see that even though Yitzchak saw the Akeda and he became blind, Moshe Rabbeinu saw a lot more. He was Baklare Hamira and he didn't become blind. Right? Loy gorum lo kyunam kihu dugmas Yaakov Avinu, because he was the mimutza. He was in the middle. He was that synthesis between the two. Okay? Because it's the same Yaakov Avinu, Zerak Milgav, Zemil Bar Kaidu. You know that Yaakov and Moshe are the same. Only one is internal, one is external. Okay? Now, that's what he says here. So the interesting will be Yaakov Yatchil, as Gankin Shevet, Moshe Psoil, as the Esav. In the beginning, he was like Esav. Yaakov Avinu, as Scroff says, Yaakov and Esav were Achim. They were very similar. In other words, both of them had this extreme Midas Adin of Yitzchak. Both of them did. Mitzad ha-hoitzet she-sov yo-osav e-choizim ha-sovim ha-sheshana de-ayir-buv yed-toy-vara. So in the beginning, that's why the Pasuk says, Yaakov ve-Esav achim, they were the same. But, take a look what it says. שאף שהכל בשני הקצוב עסקו יחוב וגויבר בו דלכן איסה חייב עודו בכבודו ויועסה בכבודו ויוביב. The father, the power, the influence of his father of Yitzchok was higher than the influence of Avraham, because father is Choshev ben Nidgar father. Ad yoyim shemeis Avraham Avinu, until the day that Avraham Avinu died, and then the kedusha of Avraham Avinu departed and came to the future generations, and he came to Yaakov. So the Yaakov Avinu only was able to become the special person that he was when Avraham Avinu died, because the avoid of Avraham passed on to future generations. Which, by the way, this is the idea, right? Torah of people, and Rav Tzadok is the one who always says this, that as long as the Talmud Chacham is alive, it's his own Torah. When he passes away, he goes ahead and he transmits through his Talmidim, and therefore he becomes that much greater. A person becomes that much greater. That idea that he says Achrei Mois Kedoshim is truly true. And that happened by Avraham. Avraham Avinu, while Yaakov and Esav were brothers, and you didn't have a distinguishment. That's why what happened in the day that Avraham Avinu, in the Avelos of Avraham Avinu, what happened then?
That's the
no.
He said to the five of
Eros. And not only that, what happened to Yaakov? He brought the Bechorah, because at that time he was roy for the Bechorah. So the choice of Yaakov Avinu only came after the death of Avraham. So it's now it fits all together. But what he says is the following, and that we're going to see a little bit more even. Chesed alone, or Din alone. At the extremes, they mutate and they become the Tachlis Hara. One becomes Chesed, becomes Taiva. Din becomes Kas. They switch from males to females, as we saw last week. And that's the destruction of the world. That's why we have in Yiddishkeit something called replacement theologies. Replacement theologies are those religions that came out as offsprings of Judaism. Which is so interesting, right? You have Avraham. Avraham Avinu Zachom and Goyim, meaning he one of the great, not proofs, I'll say, but one of the great prophecies of the Torah that came true is that Avraham Avinu is Avraham and Goyim. He's the father of many nations. And it's so true that even today, he's the father of 3 billion people. There is probably the only person who has so many followers that people believe that they are followers of his legacy. Not Jesus, not Muhammad, but Avraham. The people believe that they are followers, they are descendants of Avraham. And you have these displacement or these replacement theologies, which are such enemies of the Jewish people, meaning Christianity and Islam. They become the other religions, we don't have anything to do with them, because they are distortions of those midas of Chesed and Din as they become mutated. And we are going to see a little bit, and we're going to go back to Shurim to realize that this is the theme of these theories. You realize that the world was created, in essence, is a binary system, that the binary system can only work if it merges to unity. And the binary system by nature, like two lines that come from a point, Mara always says, they tend to verge and to go and to move away from each other. That moving away is Ra. Bringing them together is the void of Oilomis, and this is true in every aspect. From Bereshis all the way to the Ovis, this is true, and this is true in life, and this is true as a void of Hashem. And this is the topic of the 13 classes that we have, and we're going to see how that is true. But first, let's continue. Ubitshtat shnei partzufim des likutei amorim moisiu gimel. Shabriya, mishad atzem izborach ein shnei yetzorim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzidoi. There's no two. There's no duality. That's the difference between Yediyah and Bechira. The Mitzad HaHoylam Hazeh Hi HaBechira. In this world, you have this idea of the choice, the Bechira, which means the ability to create duality. Because that's Bechira. Bechira can only exist in a world of duality. If there's no duality, there's no choice, right? You know when the duality comes about? When Adam HaRishon falls asleep. The idea of the Tardema of Adam, that's the creation of the separation, they call the Nesira, Because only by a tardeima you could have a nesira. Take a look what he says. This is unbelievable. The Heino, Heder Hadas. Das is what brings things together. The Odom Yoda is Chava Yishtoi. Das is connection. Right? So Das allows you to create. That's the third one. That's Das is called in Chazal the Maskala. That's the balancing force. That is the force that allows you to not only to converge, but to balance the two opposites. That's Das. Das, you know when to separate Havdalah and when to put it together. But at time when there is no Das, there is separation. Because what creates, that's why I mentioned to you always, the Das is that concept of the muscle, of the balancing of the two of the scale. That's the Loshen that we spoke about. So that is the Das, is the ability to connect. Once upon a time, we didn't need Das. That was obvious, the connection. And that's the Chet Tzadas that we spoke about before. We're good to go. So he says like this, the Bishina mitzta lekadas ve'idia. At the time of sleep, you don't have Das. V'kasher odem Bishina kmo bizman agolas kibyoch l'ashem izborach gamken. If we are sleeping, if you're in a master of sleep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a master of sleep also. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a reflection of us, as I told you so many times. Toshas, Moshe Rabbeinu calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the feminine, is because he was weak like a female. You see in HaKadosh Baruch Hu a reflection of you. That's what we spoke about that Daniel sees in the Kisah Kovet himself. So if Adam was Beshina, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Beshina. וכמו שנאמר, ואיקץ כיושם השם, כגיבון ישראל מיין, כנוידה, דעצמוס אינסוף, ולצמחשוב התפיסה, ותבי שום שום כין ושם וכין וכלל, רק מצד הספשת, ודויסה בהצילוס קודשוי, שזה היה ביסבלי, the time of the bria, הקודש בורך, is מספשת, ועשו בשורות, השם יסבורך לברו נברואים, שיקירו כוח מלכוסי, הקודש בורך, who created creatures, to appreciate who he was, והתפיסה והקורה שיש בו, and when the creatures understand הקודש בורך, this is Atzilus. Atzilus is our ability to understand him. So if we are, how much we understand, that's how much he's revealing. So the time of the sleep is the time of the Nisir of the separation, that there is no Das. That's why on Rosh Hashanah you can't sleep. And the Rambam says, what's the idea of Tkiya Shofar? Uru Yesheni Mitar Demaschem. Is to Mesaken the gam of the Nesira. Because if you have Das, you're going to be able to connect this duality to create unity. And that's why the Shofar is the one to bring back that sleep that was by Adam HaRishon. וכאשר הנברים מכירים מסוי, והם ישנים ובטלים מהקור עשה שם יזבורך, הרי הוא כיושן. If we don't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we are sleeping, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sleeping. Shariz zeu ikar elokus, because ikar elokus is hanu mashu mutbas belibo is anivroim. What is elokus? Is how much we are able to perceive of him. De me'atzmus ha'insof, what he actually is, ein anu medabrim klal. This, we don't know what he is. We only know what we perceive of him, right? It's our perception of his. De ze nikra malifnim malachor kayadua. Bekash misoirim lakiroi, as kush biyochul misoirer. If we are able to find out who he is, if we are able to bring ourselves to a realization, to a consciousness of his, that as much that he reveals himself. His revelation is a function of our ability to perceive and to have the perception. Now he says, this is the famous Nesira. The Nesira is the sowing. All the Olomis, there was a duality created. On Adam HaRishon, Chav and Adam became separate because at the time of the sleep, this was the time of the lack of Das of the world, and the whole world became split. This duality became real. The duality became a duality when really dualities don't exist. And he came to the world a duality. That duality is the system that repeats itself again and again and again. Why? The kinis kalemala, the kol echod, כפי ההבדל הקורא של הנברוא מסתר יסבורך, הוא עצמו ההבדל בעצם הסירוס קוצ'י. Our perception of a separation creates a mitzius of separation. וזהו סוב אשר אומרו על הפוסוק נועיס צור לאות חטשת דמאס התחתוינים פועל למעלה. Our mindset create a reality above ובמקום אחר נאמה נמצאתת כנועידה ואין המקומה. So he says like this. At the time of the Nesira of Adam and Chava, they became separate. He created a mitzius of duality, not only by Adam, but because he was sleeping, he was no das, it created that mitzius of the world of the separation, which is the dualities. And if you look at our shiur, it's all a duality that we have to bring it together. We spoke about the shins, starting with the shins. There was something, there are three yuds on the shin. Remember what the three yuds are? The first one is chokhmah, which is the potential, and bina, which is channeling and limiting and contracting. And then the third yud is the das, which is the balancing. So in the chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu there is. Then we spoke about the idea of the mekabel and the noisen. This is the ultimate duality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the male, the giver. That's why see, the feminists, or the people who are in gender studies, they have a problem with the translation, the Siddur. Why do we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the male language? Why don't they have so? The reform, I think, as a Siddur, that changes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a male and a female, as a he, as a she, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a gender. But our Siddur calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the male language. Why? Because in these dualities, the ultimate duality is HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the giver, and that's the male that gives you the potential, and us as the female that receive and develop that potential.
Yud-Kibat-Ke is not...
Huh?
Elohim is male, Yud-Kibat-Ke is...
No. Yud-Kibat-Ke, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a male. The Shechina, which is the Kabel, might be female.
No, but at the end of...
On the hay, because the hay is Malchus. So you have the Kodesh Bochus name is Yud Kei Vov. The hay is the Mekabel. That's why it's the female. It femalizes by the Mekabel. But in the Noisen is always Zohar. Yud Kei Vov is Zohar. A Kodesh Bochus gives. So in the world, there is in Chochmah and Bina, there is a giver, Chochmah, which is the potential, and Bina, the female, the developer. Between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is the females, which are the Mekablim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Noisen. That's why Amalek, right, Asher Korcho Baderech, Rashi says, Shetimam b'mishka zohor. They were metame us with mishka zohor, with homosexualism. Why? Because Amalek is the one that believes that the Mekabel is also a giver. So that's why he says that the Mekabel, the female, is also a male. That's Amalek. Amalek is a malkoif. He's like a monkey that he tries to make himself like the human. We all, Chazal always say that the Odom bifnei Ashchina is kekoif bifnei Odom. The same way the monkey, the simians, they try to imitate the man, the humans. Humans try to imitate the Kodesh Bohu because they know it's in the Kabbal. So this duality, in its sense, which is the Bechira, is the ultimate duality, which is the giver, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the receiver. And one second, and that creates a separation, as I told you, and the Das, today you need Das to put it together, which is Etzachayim and Etzadas, that's what we spoke about, the concept of Etzachayim and Etzadas, which is also the same idea. So the three yuds of the Shin in the concept of Chochmah and Bina, the Zohar and the Keva. Then we have the idea of the giver and the receiver, which is in essence what we spoke about the Chama and the Levona. And that's the Soid, what we spoke about something called the Soid Hayibur. So you realize that that system in the Olam HaEselyonim is true. It is true with us, which means the concept of even thinking fast and thinking slow. People try to do one of them and it always falls badly, and in the world of Midas, of Chesed and Din, is the same channels here. Chesed alone, if it goes alone, it tries to become alone, it turns into Taiva, which is Ishmael. If it's Din alone, it mutates and it becomes what? It becomes Esav. So these dualities are throughout the Noisen and the Mekabel, the Chama and the Levona, Chochma and Bina.
So is it was the Nasira at the first advent, or rather like the second day when we had a division between the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtonim?
The Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim is not. We know that there were things before which were the kernel, the Chama in Levona, Ein Shnei Melochim Yecholim Nishtamesh BeKeser Echod. You had the same idea, the Tama Etz and the Tama Pri were not the same. But the ultimate split which created that, and you see something givaldic what it says here, is the split or the sleep. That sleep, that's why Rosh Hashanah, you need a shofar to be Oru Yesheni Mitar Demaschem. That you go to that idea of the unity. That's why the shofar is that voice, it comes from the inner sense in the inner being of the person, which is all unit. It is not even broke down in words, because you want to break and bring that unity back again, which is the Malchus Hashem. And let's talk about the Nesira. Why is the Nesira so important? Take a look what it says here. Venoida, the Ahava Veira, Ahava Veira, is also the an offspring of the same Chesed and Din. The Ashoresh Leasev Elohis Aseh Kmo Sheomru Dashat Amisyare. The Yerushalmi says Dashat Amisyare David Odom Mitzvot Elohis Aseh Dashat Oivev. Ukeshadam Oivev Azu Gam Kereshes Borchu Bitas Chesed. If you love Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu appears to you b'midas Chesed. Ki Alo Adam Makir Hashem B'Koyach Midas Zu Ukeshemisyare Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the Midas Adin. Midas Adin and Midas Chesed in our Hakorah becomes Ahava Veira. It's Hashem Yisborach, but by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ahava Veira, Ameurovim Yachad. Ahava Veira also blend together, like Chazal say, Miyareisi, Mitoch Simchosi. That Ira and Ahava come together. And that's what's important. It's important to have not only Ira and not only Ahava, but to blend them together. Because also Ahava alone in itself also mutates, and Ira in itself also mutates. And these dualities are the dualities of the world that were created by and became a reality by the Nesira, and our avoid is to bring it together. Ube'emes hakol b'diburecha nemru. Like we saw the others, p'yamim mishtamesh b'zu, p'yamim mishtamesh b'zu, kifi atzor l'tzoche yetzer. Ava and Ira were always supposed to be together. Only people have to do it because of the necessity they split it. וכן זה לעומזה חס ושול במי סברוים גם כמצוק לבירורים בדרך מושל דרך שקוס הרמב״ם. דמי שחולה בכוי להמיד עושה רואי זה פועס הליטפוס בקצה אחלו ודור בערך המצוע. Sometimes you have to take an extreme to be able to bring back to the middle. There's no question that sometimes the idea of blending the two together, which is a great question, the blending two together is not morphing, having something amorphous. It's important to have Ahava and to have Ira. And let me explain to you something that I think is a great question. Let's go into it now. Ahava. What is the Ramban says? The Ese Doicha Lo Isase. Why? Because Ese is Ahava and Lo Isase, like Rav Tzodok is saying, is Ira, and Ahava is greater than Ira. Okay? Ese, Amitzas Ese, trumps a Loisase, because Ese is Ahava, Loisase is Ira. And the question is, that doesn't make any sense. Because if you love somebody, you follow his orders. But if you're afraid, you follow his orders also. If a cop tells you to stop, to pull over, you pull over. Not because you love the cop, because you're afraid of getting a fine. The same way Loisase, if somebody tells you, don't do it. If you're afraid, you don't do it. But if you love somebody, if your wife asks you, don't do it, you don't. So why is Ahava mitzvah aseh and Ira lo isaseh? It doesn't make any sense. But the answer is very simple. Because Ahava, it's closeness. It's getting close. Mitzvah aseh, says the Maral, is a way to bring yourself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a feeling of closeness. When you love somebody, automatically you want to be close to that person. The ultimate ahava is total connection. Ira is a sense of distance. That's why it's called Iras Shomayim. It's never called Ahava Shomayim, and it's not called Iras Hashem. Chaim Shivan Ahava Stoira V'Iras Shomayim. Shomayim is the plural of the word Sham, distance. Fear is when you are distance, you are afraid of falling behind. It's a recognition of our limitations. Mitzvahs Loisase is, like the Maral says, always dealing with our limitations for us not to fall behind. Doesn't bring us closer, prevents us from falling behind. Esse, the motivation for Esse, is both Ahava Vira. But Ahava is, Es Mitzvah Es is an expression of Ahava. It's how you express Ahava, is Mitzvah Saseh. Mitzvah Lo Yisaseh, how you do it, you express with the Lo Yisaseh. Ahava Sashem and Yiras Hashem are two actual tendencies of the soul. The soul gets closer, it pulls itself back. That in Chazal is called the Ratzov Hashov. There is a Ratzov Hashov. The nefesh wants to get closer, but then you have to pull yourself back. So Ahava and Yira are two very important moves of the neshama, but they have to be in balance. If you just get too close, who was the one who got too close, people? Nadav Avihu. Perhaps, right? This is Nadav Avihu. And perhaps, in Parshas Korach, the Matayim V'Chamishim Akrivei Ktoiris. They wanted to get too close. The ones who are too distant, too far, perhaps it's Korach. Kichol Aida Kulam Kedoshim V'Soicham Hashem. V'Soicham Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Don't go anywhere else. Stay here. You don't need a koyin, you don't need anything else. We are in the balance. That's the beauty. And again, why is that? Because there is a need for our Olam Haba. There is a duality. There is the I and the thou, but there is a closeness. So those two have to play together. If you go to the world of the Buddha, there is in the end some kind of the bodhisattva, that you lose yourself, the break of the self. Or you could have other religions, that the human is the human, very distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say the Quran, like we assume that you go to Olam Haba and you have a life like here. Our Olam Haba is tzadikim yoishvim v'atroiseihem beroshayim. The Torah is in their head, if that give and take. That's the world of Shema Yisrael. And Baruch Shem Kvoi, there is a Vav that connects the two. That Vav is the balance. That's the beauty of Yiddish life. And this is this duality that needs to be balanced. And that's throughout. Boy, say, look at how beautiful. I just told you. We learned in this Shiur that the first thing you have to remember, hopefully you go back and you see how everything is one idea. Just in so many, the beauty of Torah is one idea expressed in so many realities. There are three parshas that we spoke about. What is it? Ma'ase Bereishis, Parsha Bereishis. Soid Harayos, Parshas Noach. Ma'ase Merkova, Parshas Lech Lecho. Right? That's what we spoke. Those are the dualities in the third. One of them is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the giver. The other one are the receivers, channeling, taking that, developing it. Chesed, the giver, the potential, the huge energy, Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Noach, Zeyinachamenu Mimaseyadenu, is the channeling. Those are two opposites. You need a balance. What's the balance? Parshas Lech Lecho, Ma'ase Merkava. That one and the other markiv on each other. These dualities, that's why Chesed alone, and this duality that appears to be a duality that today you need Das to connect, it's because the world is sleeping. The world is on a tardema. And that's the Nisira. People always think, why did the Dodo Mishan have to sleep by the time that he was cut the cave? Why he needed the anesthesia? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do without pain. They don't need the anesthesia. Because this is the matzah of the separation. It's only shayach that. And you're going to see something givaldic what he says. Let's continue. Now, the midas also, the extreme midas, that extreme, it's only good temporarily to bring yourself back to the middle path. But in Midas also, you cannot have only Ahava, and you cannot have only Yira. The Rambam says you could take the extreme only to bring yourself to the middle. That's what he says. So therefore, the derech mitzada yetzar kol echad choyle beize mida. We always know that we have a mida that we are choyle, that we have to go to an extreme and then come back. And the yetzar hara makes you take the extreme and continue the extreme. And that's all he says. V'derech hamitzua nikra irbuf. When you go to the extreme, hu hafroda. This is when there is a pirud. That's what we saw in the class, what we spoke about the Ramchal, the famous Ramchal. The derech hamitzua, the chibur, the bringing it together. That's the avoida, derech hamitzua. Vezeu tam. Now, look at what he says. The biskiras boser tachtena. When the woman or the female was separate, the pasuk says vaisgor basar tachtena. He closed the cut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let the cut heal. Vaisgor basar tachtena. Chazal say, what is the first samech that comes as beginning of a shoresh in Ma'ase Bereishis? On the posuk vaisgor basar tachtena, kivan shenoilad isha, noilad sotan ima. The sotan comes by. So everybody says, "What happened? Why vaisgor basar tachtena?" But it says Rav Tzodek, and this is a classic Rav Tzodek. This you have to remember. This Rav Tzodek. Dehainu hashlomas oisa mida levada. When you closed in the female, you made a separate vaisgor. That is the beginning of Ra. The beginning of Ra is when you look at the female and she is now a complete separate being from the male. That separation from the male, this is Ra. That's the Sotan. That's why Vayisgor Basar Tachtena, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu closed the heel that allowed the female to be independent, this is the Ra. When one of the midas becomes separate. If Chesed becomes separate from Din, becomes Taiva. If Din becomes separate, becomes... If you have the Mekabel separate from the Noisen, that's Apikorsus. That's Avodah Zarah. If you want to have Ma'ase Bereishis without Soid Harayas, is people who want to rely on the Kodesh Baruch Hu and they do nothing. That idea of fatalism, that's wrong. In other words, pure bitochen doesn't work. You need bitochen and ishtadlus. If you closed vayisgor boser tachtena, that samech is the concept that when you close the loop on itself, that's the ra. That's why kevan she vayisgor boser tachtena is the birth of the sotan. Okay? That you don't need a opposite to be mashlim, that's a problem. If you have a midah and you close that midah, this is the sotan, irrespective of the greatest tzaddik. Because you're violating the structure of the dualities to come to Yehud. Okay? And he says like this, Mikol mokom rak Yaakov Avinu shekav emtsoi kenoida. That's why Yaakov Avinu, which is demtsoi, he is loimes. Misa doesn't happen by him. Umitosa shlema, mashay ke'en, Avrom ve'itzchak, ein mitosam shlema. Ulefichach nigzer misa ledei ha'isha. That's why the isha caused the misa. Not because the isha, because the isha was separate from the male. That separation, that cut, that misira was the problem. וכך רוצה השם יזבורך שיסחנו גם שני הקצובת ומצד הבירו ליאויס איש ואישה זוכו שכינה ביניהם שהוא כתם אין טיפה להם כן טיפיים. Chazal say that there is one, if one gives one, the other one gives two. There's always that blend between the two. דהיינו And it says like this, that Tipaim Nichnosi Bo Vekach Yud Bo Vehei Vekach Bo Yud Uba Hei Shebeim Nivru Shnei Lomus Kmo Shomru Chazal Ve'ilama Ba'lidi Yud Shua Tipaim Shela. Those are the two that she gives. De'an Nidema Shesukan Asma Beproza Bashenken Bo'ilam Haze U'tipa Shelo Adi Shuhucha Le'aski Beproza Ordimal HaKudosh Boch Ozer En Yocholoi. And that's what he goes on to explain. And that we goes for that we'll see next in the summer. We know the tipa of the Zohar is divided into five. That's what he gives the koicho sheba nefesh, the male. He gives the potential, the neshama of the five partsufim, and through the isha, through the female, she helps him develop that potential. So the tip of the isha is the tipaim of the isha that she enables him to develop. That's the yud and the hey. And if you remember in the shir we spoke, what's the letter hey? Is the letter dalet and the letter vov, the dalet and the yud, which is the Zohar and the Keva, again in the hay. So the hay in itself, which is the developing, is also predicated upon creating that unity and that balance. And then, v'zeh, kol echad chelko, zeh akum v'eseh b'avoydas Hashem, v'zeh ashev altai se bivirul gomor, the eseh and the lois aseh, that a person develops, azivula mavis lanetzach, that when a person develops in that blend of the ish v'isha, which is the yud and the hey, the shechina b'neim, sholem b'neim, if there is that blend between the two, between the zohar and the nekeva, this is the soid, what Chazal say, the yichud agomur, and anoich lo yelecha b'dibur echad nemru, Mashein, that's the Yichud Yosef Mivura, those are the Shnei Partzufim, you parts of Echad, and that's Yivul HaMavis LaNetzach. Our Avoida, if you see the world, is this duality. In all the process of the duality, starting from the Shins, the Chochm and the Bina, that we spoke, all the way to Chesed and Din, to Ahava and Ira, and all the Avoida is blending it together and creating a unity. And by the way, continue just a little bit. The Meshech Chochma, Kasisa Chesed Imadoini, Ki Yitzchak is Midas Agvura, Midas was Midas Adin, and who did Yitzchak look for? He looked for somebody. Who did Avram look for Yitzchak? What Midah did she have to have? Only Midas Chesed. Ki Yitzchak Midas Agvura, Mizdabus Gvura, Ima Chesed, Nase, Briachaticho in Emes. Emes is only Emes, which is taking the Aleph that takes away the Mes. I told you, if they are separate, that's the Isha, Mivia, Misaloilam. By bringing the Aleph together, turns from Meis into Emes. And that's it. That's why I said, Meshech Chochma, it's an idea. When you saw by Rivka, Midas HaChesed, Amar Boruch Hashem, Asher Lo'ozov Chazdoi V'amitoi, Shenoilam Midas HaEmes, Mizmadu Chesed V'Gvura. That's how Yaakov comes born. That's why when you look at it, you see that the person goes and gets married. Who does he need? He needs an Ezer. But what is the Ezer? Kenegdoi. And I think I mentioned before, but I'll mention again what we spoke about in the shiurim before about the Zivug. We give a brocha to the Chosen and Kala that you should be happy as Odom Vechava. Samich Tesamach Rei Ma'uvim. Like Adam and Chav were happy in Gan Eden. And the question is, how do you know that Adam and Chav were happy in Gan Eden? What's special about them? Meaning they had no choice. Meaning they don't know how they lived. That's what they were described. But the issue is very simple. Because Adam and Chav says in the Ramban that Adam and Chav, they were one thing together. And they got split. They knew that they had to make a whole. They were two halves of a whole. So when he got married to Chava, he knew that he was completing what was his. Our wish to the Chosen and Kala is that they should make a whole unit and they should complete each other. People try to marry themselves. They look at the mirror, they try to find somebody like themselves, and they realize that the last thing they need is themselves. They have already. They only have to see what's missing from themselves. And Adam and Chava were an example of that, that they were they completed what they were missing from each other. But you know something? You give the brocha by the chuppah. Oh, I say, one second, why don't you give the bracha before they go out? It would make more sense, right? Because now it's too late. But the answer is, before you get married, the Shvuchu helps you to find. But after you get married, it's on us. We've got to make it happen. In life, Chesed Din is the ultimate avoider of that, of the Zohar and the Nekeva. By the way, that's why I mentioned the Chassidim always learn the Sechta Soit as a preparation for HaGashvuas. Because HaGashvuas is this idea of creating this unity of the Zohar and the Keva, which are all these partsufim dualities. And that's basically the message of the class. It's interesting that we had 13 classes, which is the 13 is the Gematria Echad, right? That's the ultimate Echad, is the 13. If you go through, you'll see that this is the recurring theme, the separation. This is this dualities. And the duality was created, it was necessary. Like Michael said, in the Bria Sa'olam, there was a duality, Mayim HaTachtoinim and Mayim Elyoinim, because you need that duality. But that duality has to be balanced. The Mayim HaTachtoinim are Mayim Boichim. They're trying to go back. They're trying to connect. There's a yearning. But as that duality comes, the rise that that duality, there is a closure to it. Vayisgor Bosar Tachtena. When that duality closes, this is the beginning of the Sotan, and that's the beginning of Misa. Chaim, to turn Mace into Emes, is putting an Aleph and reconciling, bringing it back together. And this is, to once upon a time, that was natural to bring it together. It was a natural yearning. But after the Vayisgor Bosar Tachtena is the concept of Das. So today you need Das to be able to bring it back. En kishui elamidas, meaning the chibur of Zohar and the Keva b'elam hazeh, even in the physical sense, en kishui elamidas, it can only be mechubar b'das. So today Das, that's why Das is neither kol b'shem bo Das, Chazal say what? Also the rachem olof. Because you have no rachmonos. Rachamim is the chesed and din together. Without das, there's no rachamim. This is the world of das. This is the tikkun, that in the end we'll go to a world that the unity is there without das, which is the world that we spoke about, of ad lo yodo, which is the soid of Purim. The soid of Purim is the soid that in the end, things the unity of the world will become self-evident. On Purim we saw that Haman and Mordechai, difficult to distinguish between them, but most important, the Melech HaChashveiros is really Melech Hashem. There's no separation between them. That is what's called the Chibur of something above Das, which is not the world of Bechira, that's the world of Yediyah. That Yediyah becomes part. And that's what says in the Pasuk, Kumala Horetz Das Es Hashem Kamayim Vayam Mechasim. The world will be Das, will be full of Das. And if there is Das, the world is connected. That's Losi Lovi. Bayom Ahu Yashem Echod Shmo Echod. If the world will molo haoret Das as Hashem, kamayim leyam mechasim. So if hopefully people who chazer and who realize that this is the message of here, from Bereshis all the way to the office, to the beginning of Klal Yisrael, which we saw today, the genesis of the world, to the genesis of the Jewish people, which ends by Yaakov Avinu de Bitos Shlema. The message is one message done in so many ways. Dor Amabel is one extreme. Dor Apaloga is the other extreme. Klal Yisrael, what are we? Dor Hamabel and Dor Apaloga working with each other. That's what we spoke. This duality is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebichsav without Torah Shebalpeh doesn't work. Torah Shebalpeh without Torah Shebichsav doesn't work. This is this incompleteness of the world. And that's the beauty. Because when people say, why should you give a Chumash that's missing so much that you need a Torah Shebalpeh alone? Those are the dualities of the world. The world was created in the dualities. And the problem is Vayisgor Bosar Tachtena. But as long as we leave it open and they learn from each other and they connect. And that's why a Gerushin, separation between a husband and wife, who cries about it? The Mizbeach, the Zalek voice. Because the Mizbeach is the one that ultimately is the tool of Klal Yisrael to connect the world of physical Klal Yisrael, the Kodesh Bochu, the Zohar and the Nekeva. If you break that, that Mizbeach is broken. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us indeed that we should understand and appreciate these dualities which permeate the world, and to realize the dualities, if we close the dualities, if there's a closure, if we accept a duality in itself, is Misa and is the concept of the Sultan. Our avoidance is to met them, be dual, but work together to create a synthesis, to create a balance, and that's only possible with us. Yosef Love will be Malahar Tasas Hashem, Kamaim Lai Mechosim. Have a great summer, everybody.